Good morning, everyone. So glad that you joined us today. I am so grateful to be here. I'm grateful to God for the breath in my lungs and the beat of my heart today. And you should be too. There's not a day that I go by without it. Thank God for the breath that you put in my lungs. And, you know, speaking of our body, our temporary earthly goods, temporary mobile homes, as you know I like to call them, we have a responsibility to take care of these bodies. To take care of the bodies that God gave us. And, you know, part of that is eating right and exercising and really making sure we don't have soul neglect as well, which I often talk about on the show. However, the fact of the matter is, you know, we need to pray about everything, certainly your health, pray about your health, pray about everything. But we still need to take responsibility to eat right and to exercise. And to take care of this super earthly, the temporary mobile home that God gave us. So that really we can live that abundant life that God desires for us. God does not desire for us to be walking around sick and sick and tired. And you know what? We can prevent diseases like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and the list goes on and on and on. We can prevent those diseases. Guess what? We can also reverse disease through the food of the earth that God has given us. And so, I'm so excited to talk to our guest today. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Jane Edgerton, and she is, of course, the daughter of Anne and the famous Dr. Caldwell Edgerton. She has decades of experience developing delicious plant-based healthful dishes for both her family and for the doctor's many grateful patients, and she's been eating a plant-based diet for more than 25 years. Jane has developed recipes for My Beef with Meat book and is the co-author of, with Amy's mother, of that Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease book. You can check out her website at healthcare, is self-care at www.htiss.com. Then later on in the show, we are going to be talking about someone who I am hoping comes to the Buffalo and Toronto area. And her name is Lori Zito, and she is a raw, vegan, plant-based cook and advocate. She's an integrative nutrition coach, and she is the owner of the incredible vegetarian restaurant popping up everywhere in the U.S. called Choices Cafe. Either vegetarian, vegan, raw, organic. And we're going to be talking to Lori, the owner of that soon. And her show website, you want to check out, is choicesjeffa.com. They're also on Facebook. I want them to come to Buffalo. Anyway, so we have a full show for you, and I am so grateful to be here and to be talking about how God wants us and desires for us to take care of our bodies and how really we can do that, okay? You don't need animal products. If you want to eat animal products, of course, you need to know that those animal products should be organic. You do not want to be injecting hormones and antibiotics and steroids into your body, okay? So if you choose to eat animal products and that's all you need, they better be organic. Otherwise, you're going to get sick. And the other thing is, if you read the China study, you'll know that it is the protein within the actual animal product that is linked to some cancers. And so that's important to know, too. So when we come back, we'll be talking to Jane Edgerton, and she is the co-author of the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook through a Plant-Based Diet. We'll be right back with the Rocky Share. Life can take a toll on the body, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine cannot. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they listen.
This is Dr. Michael Chicken. So if you suffer from back, neck, or your pain or headache, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Farms Sportsmedicine today. Call 706-626-0093 or visit BuffSpine.com.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love having pharmacies that exceed customer expectations when it comes to quality and price. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pines Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsburg. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Ron sent you. Not women, we have special needs. Need only women can understand. Dr. Judith Fortunati and all of the staff at All Care for Women and EFAM Nurse are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Street, Dr. Fortunati offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to hundreds of free healthcare delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let me know you heard it right here on the Rock News.
Body Blue Mind Body Solar Spirit with Bobby Raw. This is the Raw Group.
And we are back. I'm so excited for our first guest here, Jane Eccleston, daughter of Anne, the famous Dr. Caldwell Eccleston. Good morning, Jane. Very good. Am I pronouncing that right?
Eccleston, yes.
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much. Well, I have been a fan of your father, Dr. Caldwell Eccleston, for many, many years, of course. And, of course, your mom and you. And so thank you so much for joining us. We have a ton of listeners in the U.S. and Canada. And I did not realize that you're really based out of Cleveland Clinic, correct?
I'm in what?
You're in Ohio right now.
Cleveland.
Yes. Cleveland, Ohio, yes. So I'm so glad that you heard it. So, you know, for those that don't know you, you have been eating a plant-based diet for more than 45 years, right, Jane?
I have.
And you have developed recipes for My Beef with Meat, and you are the co-author with your mom of the book, The Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook, correct?
Correct. My Beef with Meat is
And obviously, I have a history of breast cancer in our family. I shouldn't say obviously, but I have a history of breast cancer in my family. My sister actually lost her life to breast cancer. And so, unfortunately. But, of course, read the China study and your father's book and just a huge advocate of plant based eating. So, I'm so excited to talk to you. And so, you know, most of the time, the questions that I get, Jane, are, you know, from people who are animal-based eaters who say, well, you know, where do you get your protein from?
That is the number one question. And it's such a funny question because if you ask them how much protein they really need, they have no idea.
Right.
And they actually need... In ideal health, you want to have under 10% of your protein, the percentage that you eat should be protein from plants, from whatever. If you go over 10% protein in your diet, that's when it starts to be the introduction of disease. Colin Campbell has a wonderful slide that shows this hit, and it's called a hockey stick graph because it just shows like one cell average protein intake, other cell is disease state.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, no, it's going a little long, like, you know, the very single-digit numbers of protein, and if you can see my name, and I'm sure you perfect it goes back to that line, you know, the OBG tape, and then as soon as you get above 10% protein in your diet, it goes up on the hockey stick, like the handle of the hockey stick, and so that will decrease as the protein increases in your diet, so does the disease state, like the Western disease, as you said, the common cancer, such as diabetes, heart disease, obesity, high blood pressure. You need not go on.
No, you don't need to for you, but I know you do for many other people.
But what the answer is a little more clearly is where the coaching habit coaching from the same place where a cow gets her coaching, where a giraffe gets his coaching, where the willows get their coaching. The exact same place where, you know, fish get their seeds get their coaching. Plants have the perfect amount of protein in beans and grains and greens and berries and fruits and vegetables, and they're all exactly what we need.
Absolutely. And we know that we can not only prevent diseases like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, things like that, but we can also reverse. And if your dad wrote the book Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, and of course your cookbook, the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease cookbook, you know, people are literally, when we say that, I do a segment on ABC TV as well, you know, I talk a lot about plant-based diet, and many of the people who write in, they're literally that they can actually reverse disease, not just prevent disease, but reverse disease, like heart disease.
Give it a go for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. You won't believe the changes. And speaking of prevention and reversal, actually, in 2 days, I'm running a Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease for Women conference here in Cleveland. I'm hosting at the Wellness Institute of Cleveland Clinic. And I'm not hosting the whole world visiting service, but I'm using a space to this beautiful space. But the conference is sold out because women are the true architects of society. And if you can change women and the way they eat and shop and fill that shopping cart and prepare food and serve food and love their families, you can change the world. So the fact that we're sold out, we've got 50 people on the waiting list, 51 actually, it's just really exciting that women are these change makers. And they should not be weary. They should just feel powerful. They should give them a ring. They should be really excited.
Absolutely, I agree. They have so much influence over the family and over others as well. And yes, you know, my good friend Jessica Altman wrote a wonderful article in the Buffalo News about you and, you know, the upcoming seminar as well. So that was awesome. And so, you know, you know, you hear so much, Jane, about healthy sex. And, of course, what do you say about that?
About healthy sex?
Yes.
It's sort of putting a nice label on something that's essential. Like healthy vitamins, no one smiles at that. Healthy minerals, no one smiles at that. Healthy protein, people get into this. Healthy fats, so like, yeah. It's good news about what could be a bad habit. So healthy fats, they're essential. They're essential, and you cannot make them yourself. You have to get them from the world. And the only place it comes from is the ground. It's from the earth, from Mother Nature.
Right.
And you cannot get it from anywhere else. And if you eat that, you're getting the wrong kind of fat. You're getting inflammatory, too much DNA to fix it. You want to have that come down. So I don't really care about healthy fats. And I'm sure about healthy fat very much because if you're eating plants, you're eating the right amount of protein, the right amount of fat, healthy fat, obviously. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah.
You kept a wire in the air.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, basically, people are. They're all about the healthy fats, but the people that I, you know, see on a day-to-day basis in the health and fitness industry, but many of them eat too much. They think just because, you know...
It's such a reductionist, but it's thinking, like, because you can reduce what we need to eat to this one food, which is a portion of food, a part of food. You need to eat a whole food plant-based diet. That means the skin of the apple, the bulk, the pulp, the fiber, the vitamins, the minerals, everything about it. That means the seed, the skin, the flesh, the this, the that. That means the rice, the brown, external, you know, germ of the rice and the grain itself. When the healthy fats are in the germ of the rice, when it's still brown, you take the germ off, you take the healthy fats away, all you have is the white starch. So whole food plant-based diet gives you the food in the way Mother Nature made it for us to eat. When you reduction, you eat with a special cage, dribble, bar, story, and glass. You're eating a small display. Mother didn't make it. I just told Mother Nature, I'm more of a pagan than a religious sort of person, so I just call Mother Nature.
What I say is, the food is here, the cat created. I mean, we don't need to read a label when we're eating an apple. Most people eat from a window or from a box, and unfortunately, we live in a processed food society, so I tell people, eat food, not food like things,
Exactly.
If it comes from a plant, you can eat it. If it was made in a plant, don't eat it. It's very simple.
Yeah, exactly.
So, in terms of, I'll go into our government in just a second, but in terms of eggs, can you talk about the egg myth?
Eggs?
Yeah.
Eggs.
We were talking about
that. It sounds like it's called A-C-A-T, like eggs and eggs.
What
about it?
Do you eat eggs, or you're totally plant-based? No animal products. Yeah. You're vegan?
Eggs are nothing like broccoli, zucchini, cherries, or brown rice. Eggs are chicken.
Yes.
It is a bone.
I am an athlete. I teach kickboxing and all these things. And people say to me, Robbie, if you're not eating any animal products, where are you getting your energy from to do these classes? I don't have any energy unless I'm eating, animal products. And that's not true, actually.
If you only have energy if you're eating calories, protein is this crazy myth. I have a sick family member who's from a third or fourth cousin, and they are like, the doctor wanted you to change weight, so I'm eating all these protein shakes. I've got friends, I'm a 6-year-old woman who are on diet, I'm trying to lose weight, I'm drinking protein shakes. I'm drinking protein shakes. What is this thing with protein? Like, you're going to save it, you're going to lose it, and what are you? You're going to need love. Just eat what you need. Fiber. Eat the right amount of it, and it'll be fine. Carbohydrates. Complex carbohydrates. It has not been processed in any way of where you get your energy. It's long-lasting, and cultures of people who historically have been able to run forever, like the Carbohydrates, they don't eat
Right.
And they run all day long, or all night long. Mm-hmm. They're in the right, and they're in the right. And they eat like one wrong problem. It's amazing how complex carbohydrates, corn, squash, and over the corn, squash, beef, that when you run like the energizer bunny. What does the energizer bunny eat?
Well, people always say to me, Robbie, how many calories does this have? How many calories does that? I say, I don't know, and I don't care, because really, when you're eating nutrients, you don't need to count calories.
No, I've never thought of portion sizes or calories and my kids, I don't ever want them to think that way, they all just, they butcher out, they eat, and, we're all
I love it. We're going to go through our responses in just a second, but when we come back, I want to talk about, one of the things that many of my patients say to me is, what do you have for breakfast if I don't have eggs? So I want to talk about some specifics to give our listeners some ideas of what it would look like on a plant-based diet for you on a day-to-day basis. Okay?
Okay.
Could you hold on for a few minutes?
No problem.
Exactly. Hold on.
at the start is a good thing. A car accident and injury lawyers at Baldwin O'Connell believe that bigger isn't always better. When you need personal medical attention, you don't look for the largest doctor's office. When you need personal tax advice, you don't look for the largest accounting firm. So, when you need a personal injury attorney, go to the law firm that provides the personal attention you deserve. Don't get lost in the shuffle if you are injured in a car accident. Call Gilbert and O'Connell for a free consultation, 633-5050.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectations on quality and price. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls in Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
God's delight in watching you enjoy life. But life can get easy these days, especially with the back to neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Fairman Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802. That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your teeth without needing invasive dentistry. That's why we need a second opinion from an expert at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your teeth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Okay, and we are back. This is Green, and I'm so excited. Right now I'm speaking with Jane Eccleston, and she is, of course, the daughter of Amy Ann and the famous Dr. Caldwell Eccleston. She has decades of experience developing delicious, plant-based, healthy, helpful dishes both for her family and also for the doctor and many patients. She's been eating a plant-based diet for more than 25 years, and Jane has developed recipes. She's a co-author with Amy of the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook. And, of course, her dad wrote the book Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. So, good morning again, Jane.
Hi.
Now, the recipes, there's more than 150 great tasting recipes in your dad's book, too. Did you write?
My mom did that book. My mom did that book. I have a couple in there, but that's all my mom.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you're really the field to have such cool parents.
it's all I know. They're my next-door neighbors, and they know great. I do my mom, and we do our yoga classes, and they drive a couple, and we do, for the kids, and they're swimming, and going to school, and here and there, and it's all now, so it's all, she was sick on medication, and they're on low medication, but 82, I don't know, I will be different, but this is all now, I'm cool, I'm lucky.
Yes. No medication when you're 82. And my mom was on any medication at age 92 when she passed on. She was eating, you know, drinking green smoothies, and she was having her Ezekiel bread and, you know, everything else. But I'll tell you, one of my pet peeves has been when I've taken my kids to the pediatrician year after year, they would say, how many glasses of milk are you drinking? And I would say, none, and you're not going to drink any either. And they'd look at me like, no? Well,
that's so cool because my pediatrician that I go to nurse him, he was the oldest brother pediatric at the Cleveland Clinic for a while. He was really one of the men, and he kept saying, you know, do you have your car seats? Do you have any fresh batteries in your fire alarm at home? Do you tell me about the nurse every day? I was like, yes, yes, and no, no, never, we're never going to say no. And he, and you know what, he listened, and he said, like, why are you so positive? He said, well, actually, the research shows that the countries that drink the most dairy, or eat the most dairy, have the longest number of bone fractures.
Mm-hmm.
And he treated for the left of his mind, spread open. He did bone marrow research over the years, and you know, kids were getting year after year, and his grandkids did, so 3 times a year, he'd hear me banging on the drum, and then it opened his mind, and he had his own sort of health situation. He took care of 5 bone fractures. He put my dad's feet and ran around to the clinic, at the kidney part, at the kidney part, and he it just changed. This nutrition totally opened his mind because of some patients, because of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he then told me one day, Jay, we have to do a study. We got to do a study. How can we handle that? So we got a whole population of obese kids who also don't have cholesterol. So obese, hypercholesterol children. And you want to put them on a plant-based diet versus the American Heart Association diet.
Mm-hmm.
So we did this for a month, and we met the kids every weekend, and we had classroom curriculum, we had teaching curriculum, food, the work. And at the end of a month, I know you know what I'm saying, but there were remarkable changes with both sets of people. With all the kids, and actually, they were caring for these child, and they were paired up, and they had to take the day at the end. But at the end, the kids on the American Heart Association that had smaller arm circumference, had smaller waist circumference, they had a decrease in MPO, which is an inflammation disorder in the vessels, basically. And they had one other thing, I can't remember right now, but it was their body, their weight. But the plant-based diet, the kids on the plant-based diet had a decrease in not only their arm circumference, their circumference, their BMI, body weight, but their LDL, their cholesterol, their blood pressure, their insulin, their blah, 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 and 9 other indicators that had to be with your cardiovascular health and your body weight. You know, huge success, over twice as many positive potential differences. And hey, so it was just published in the Journal of Pediatrics.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you've heard that.
He just
published, and he is going to be one of the speakers at a conference on Saturday, because if he can change again, well, he changes times in his mind, sometimes he'll go through those days.
Right. That's true.
And so I'm just talking about law story, because here is an example of a research study coming from a doctor who was very open-minded and listened to his patients, who said, we're not doing this for this reason. Not that every doctor is listening to everybody, but he did his own research, and it made enough sense to him to go forward with it.
I love it. Well, and I always say to people, you know, if your doctor isn't willing to, you know, research on their own, they're still promoting, I hate to say this, and I'm a nurse, but, you know, most health practitioners don't even say, how are you, exercising, and what does your diet look like? No, if you have cholesterol, take this medication. You have diabetes, take this medication. And so we have the Sick Care Society, which, you know, isn't really healthcare, and then people think it's, you know, because it's in their genes that they have high cholesterol or whatever it is. And it's just something they say. It's frustrating. But, you know, people like you and seminars. So this conference that you're doing this weekend, I'm very excited about it. And it is for women only, but men come as well.
From the birth of the beach for men, the exact same people would have shown up. It would have been mostly women with a handful of strong and bright men.
Right.
If I want to go on, I just want to say, this is tailored for women because they come in, they are the caregivers, they are the caretakers, they are the weakest of order for our health.
The salt of the earth. Absolutely. You know, speaking of moms, and so, you know, the struggle that a lot of moms have, and, you know, we know the school lunches are terrible, you know, for their kids. And they're trying to make healthy lunches. But, you know, I find in my own practice that there's 2 reasons people don't eat right, or, you know, either family healthy foods. Number one, they're misinformed. And number two, they're misinformed. They're just misinformed, and they give in or they cave in to what their kids, you know, want. So,
And so, you know, when it comes to moms fulfilling, I'm sure you're going to be talking about, you know, how moms can make healthier choices for their family this weekend at the conference, right? And so for breakfast, what is your recommendation? I mean, you know, of course, greens, steel potatoes, I mean, like spinach with balsamic vinaigrette, you know, some kind of chia, you know, healthy, not granola that you buy in the store, but maybe long granola, things like that. I think anything would like. What is your recommendation?
It's awesome if you can get your kids to eat oatmeal. That's the trick, but not everybody gets on board early enough or their kids like it. So oatmeal is great. This is a familiar enough grain, and they know that people talk about oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful one. And we actually eat raw oats, like just oats. Instead of cooking the oats, we just eat them raw with some grape nuts stirred in, maybe some flake cereal. With oat milk, OAT, not goat oat milk, or almond milk. I prefer oat milk. I keep oat milk better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it comes for wellness, and I have one child who likes to have a little bit of. Well, my kids are all big athletes. Well, my son is 15, 6, 6 and a half, and he weighs like 150, and he's like a walking pencil. My daughter is 6 feet, and she, they both have two big swimmers. They're all, I think they're pretty big swimmers, but she just won state again, and we state record as soon as I am, but she's not swimming. It's the one that's with all the sports. Anyway, they're working at it for hours and hours a day. She'll have a wildlife rice cake in the morning with peanut butter and jelly on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get the natural peanut butter and, you know, jelly is no sugar added, but that's all that. And my other daughter and my son, he's not a big budget here. No wonder he weighs 150 pounds. He's 6'6 and a half. But he'll have fruit, and he'll have maybe toasted peanut butter, or again, these are kids who don't drink milk, they don't eat meat. So they're just trying to get some calories in the morning.
And
also for tons of things, like how quinoa is your fruit, your fruit. And I actually don't like a dessert style breakfast. I don't like sweet in the morning. I like savory. I oftentimes have dinner leftovers at breakfast. I usually call them leftovers. I like having dinner at breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have, you know, the Brussels sprouts with some sort of, you know, vinegar mustard dressing, and I love that. Or like this morning, we had sparrow with shiitake mushrooms and artificial meat and some great hot sauce my friend has brought me, all putting together with kale and some spiralocy tomatoes. So it's leftover dinner for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I think most people realize they have to have a sweet breakfast, they go, oh, this actually feels better. I think in truth that's what a breakfast of eggs and sausage is. It's not sweet. It's sort of a heavenly, salty breakfast and savory.
Right.
I'm saying my flavor profile is like many of Americans. I don't like sweet. I want to have something that's, you know, a little bit more flavorful and vegetables and salty way.
Exactly. And I think, you know, the thing of it is when you eat that sugary breakfast that many people do, and you know, that includes oatmeal, putting sugar in oatmeal. You know, so many people do that, which, you know, just kind of backfires. But the thing is, you feel so much better. I work at a room for office, and, you know, the fact of the matter is, those people, when they start eating healthy, and they actually do a detox, and they start eating more of the plant-based diet, because it's hard to convert people. You know, I have a feeling that most of my listeners today are thinking, well, I can start on a plant-based diet tomorrow. But I encourage them to do it gradually. And gradually, you will see how much better you feel that when you're not eating, you know, meat and the animal products that people are used to eating and the sugary processed food, that inflammation goes down. Your pain in your joints goes down. You feel better. You feel better. You sleep better. And everything is better. You have more energy. So when people start feeling diet that they're eating, or you shouldn't say diet in the sense of the word diet, but the more of a plant-based diet is feeding and fueling their body so they don't, they aren't walking around sick and sick and pain.
Exactly. And sometimes I've heard people just try this for 3 days, for a week, 10 days, 2 weeks. Because if you eat total breakfast, then you have deep fried nonsense for lunch and more deep fried nonsense for dinner, you know, I mean, you might feel better. But you're like, oh, you know, it didn't change how I felt. Well, you know, you still eating deep fried meat. So, yeah, I think that people either can give a limited amount of willpower sometimes until something kicks in and they get a positive kick, or they get a positive feedback, or they feel better about themselves, or they see number changes or something. But if you're really working with kids and trying to have them change gradually, I'd say just try this for 4 days and how you feel.
Right.
And then they go, and then maybe it doesn't work because the sugar hasn't changed, because blood pressure hasn't changed. Fine, but those 4 days will make a difference in the blood pressure and the sugar. If you're not seeing the cholesterol levels, maybe you've probably settled for that.
Right.
But so gradual, I would say day by day, but to be gradual within a day, you're not going to get much, nothing will be it. People are different. Some people, you know, this is going to end. I'm committed to have it end. I do it for a month and the next day. But so at the end of the month, they will have changed so much of their wiring and taste buds, and it will make a big difference. But people can just do all the cliff and change, some people can't.
Absolutely. The fact of the matter is, people don't know how bad they feel until they start feeling good. And so that's what they need to do, is feel good. And anyone can do anything for 4 days, right, Jim?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think the biggest thing for women is knowing what to make, how to make meals for their family, and how to shop. And I'm sure they're going to learn that in more at this conference. And in your book, which is Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook. Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook. You can go to the website is hcissc.com.
Which is healthcare and self-care. But it's still Amazon.
Amazon. Okay, yeah. Amazon.com, the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook. And then how do they register for this conference?
Oh, we're
both so long. Why would you get the phone with me?
She's busy working today and other things, but we're sold out. We've been up for a while, and we've got 61 people on the waiting list, and well, maybe we'll do another one, you know, soon enough.
Well, let us know here when you're going to do something, because I'll definitely announce it on the air here. Our listeners want to take care of their bodies, and you know, this is our population, even the people who aren't on board yet. They need to hear it too, because you don't know what you know until you know, right? And so you don't know what you don't know. But, you know, until you find out. So we need to get in there. Jane, thank you so much for joining us today. And I hope I can have the chance to meet you one of these days.
You too. Thank you, Robin.
Okay, God bless you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, so that was Jane Esselstyn, and she is the daughter of Anne, the famous Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn. She has been eating a plant-based diet and been an advocate for plant-based for 25 years. Of course, her parents are too. Co-authored the book, Prevent and Reverse a Disease, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook, and her dad wrote the book Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. And of course, you know, the book behind Bill Clinton's life-changing plant-based diet, former President Clinton's life-changing plant-based diet. This is what the diet that he did. So if you are out there and you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, we have been talking about this for years. You can change your health. You can change your health. You can not only prevent disease, but reverse disease. And these doctors have the research on it and have proven it. So, you know, I know it's tough, but, you know, start gradually eating more vegetables, more vegetables, more of a plant-based diet. Those green leafy vegetables, the beans, the legumes, the nuts, the seeds, the grains, quinoa, oatmeal, whole cut oats, you know, make your own oatmeal bars for your kids. We are, in just a few minutes, going to be talking to Lori Vito, and she is the owner of the incredible vegan and vegetarian restaurants popping up everywhere. They're called Choices Cafe. I can't wait till they come over here to the Northeast. And you guys check them out. Go to their website, Choices Cafe. But we're going to be talking to her in just a few minutes. More of that thing, taking care of your temporary earth suit, your temporary mobile home. And we'll be right back with the rest of you. Stay with us.
God delights in watching you enjoy life, but life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Baker wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Rogers team recommends. He's located in Gainesville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today. 634-2802.
Hi, I'm Annette Irvin. We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and effort. And anyone coming on the phone or your mindful.
That's where you can. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and walk you through the process of coordinating the marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace, commerce, or need a logo or a website, we can do that.
Definitely, companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe there's no big message that they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homerunreator.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. For creativity wrapped in customer service, we're Home Run Creative Services.
Most people take a toll on their bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine know they treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Matthew Chicken for the Buffalo Comeback Natural Nerve Pain or Headache. Take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine today. Call 716-866-0093 or visit BuffaloSpine.com.
Learn more about Robbie's Ross Blog Post video review or see in today's program by visiting RobbieBlog.com.
And we are back as for thankful guests from Eccleston and then pick up her book, The Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook, and the solid book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. Of course, as I said, this is the book behind President, former President Bill Clinton, who also is in the States now. He reversed his heart disease, and there's pictures in his father's book and everything else. There's tons of research. Check it out. So I know it's tough to know where to go to eat. I know it's tough to know what to cook when you're trying to eat healthy. And, of course, many people are going to Florida for the holiday, and I thought that I would get on the line my next guest, which is Lori Vito, and she is the owner of the incredible vegetarian restaurant popping up in the South, and who knows where else, we'll find out why, and they are called Choices Cafe. And I'm telling you what, I know you out there, all of you, are trying to eat healthy and take care of your temporary earth suit, your temporary mobile home, but we don't know where to go to eat. We don't know what that means. And that's why Jane Eccleston interviewed us, we were talking about a few minutes ago. But I'm so excited because I know many of you are going south for spring break. So good morning, Lori Vito.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you
out there? Thank you. Thank you. Very good. I'm so excited to talk to you. And, you know, I know you're an integrative nutrition coach. And actually, you were the one that turned me on to ILM. So thank you so much for doing that.
Of course.
Probably the best, you know, decision I made in the last 5 years in terms of my career. And I'm so grateful for that. But Lori, oh my God, I wish you were around the corner today. So you're
right.
Yes, it was 72, you know, a couple of days ago. So yeah, it's been great. You know, we obviously have a huge population that's listening to the show of people who want to know, you know, how to
restaurant, 100% vegan, and organic.
I love that. And, you know, so many people, when they hear that word, they're like, oh, vegan, that sounds so strict. We were just talking about this thing about how, you know, people say, well, where do you get your protein and where do you get your fat and, you know, all this stuff. And they're like, oh, my goodness, we need to clear up that right away.
Yes.
But, you know, your restaurant, Tracy's Chef, first of all, how did you come up with that? It must have been because you just want to eat healthy and there's not a lot of choices out there.
Yeah, exactly. And so the restaurant was founded by my significant other, Quayle, who he is feeding himself 25 plus years, I believe.
Wow.
Long time vegan, and he went vegan at 10 years old. He was a vegetarian at 10 years old, and by like, you know, 17, 18, he was totally vegan. And he kind of always had this dream of opening a restaurant that could teach people, because that's when people didn't have sacrifice. And like, being a guy, he got picked on a lot for, you know, for like, so you have to get the best. You have to go out and order salad and order tofu, and there were these kind of options that, were filling and were hearty, and then you could have like a social life with those food options too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met through both being in the plant-based vegan world, and at that time he was looking to open a restaurant. I left my career of physical therapy and jumped in my first to the restaurant
world. Wow. And the rest is history. You just opened up. And first of all, how many restaurants do you have now?
At the moment, we have four. We will have five in 2 weeks. We're opening our first one in Broward County. So right now, they're all in Dade County, Miami Dade, and in 2 weeks, we're opening in Western Florida, which is Dyer County. So we're excited to be kind of starting our expansion out of Miami Dade, because we have a goal for 100.
Oh,
my God. So 95 more to go in the next week.
Wow. So exciting. And, you know, I've been advocating this since she opened her first restaurant.
Yeah, that's a amazing
thing. Come to Buffalo. Well, I know a lot of people are traveling to down south to Florida in the next couple of weeks. It's been great. It's always a big thing in New York here. So I just want to go through those locations. So you have one in Cape Coral Gables, right? Okay. And also Coconut Grove.
Yes. And that one's our newest one, which just opened just about a month ago.
And Miami.
Mm-hmm. Miami, we have one of my near Miami Airport. We call it Choices Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one in what we consider North Miami, so kind of just off of North Beach.
I had a bunch of friends say, yeah, they're coming out to Florida. You know, we need somebody on the West Coast.
Yeah, absolutely. Our goal of 100 is kind of, you know, getting kind of localized out Florida first. You know, just we're basically extending and kind of expanding upwards from there.
Upwards, right to Buffalo.
Yeah,
I know that. I'm so excited. And I didn't realize that Tracy's Organic Cafe does catering as well in Miami.
Yes, we do. Yes, we can. It's pretty cool because we've done a lot of student events for like really big corporate businesses. And, you know, there's these people, if anybody's eating vegetarian, that's a rarity. And they eat this food, and they get really good feedback, and most importantly, they like to feel good after. You know, they're having these big meetings, they get food catered, and then they're not going to develop food coma after they eat, because they eat and stuff that's like fresh, you know, whole foods, plant-based meals that they feel good after as well as that.
And, of course, you can order online with me, too, from Tracy's Cafe. Order online mm-hmm. and go pick it up. How convenient is that?
Yeah, because being online, our goal is to be able to send people healthy food that is made fresh, but also somewhat fast. Because we know people don't have a lot of time, and that's a huge factor with people eating healthy is the convenience factor of it. So a lot of our customers are people who are coming on their lunch break from work, and they want to be able to come in, grab something, and go, and they're still healthy and not something that would be thrown into a fryer. So you do online ordering where you don't have to talk to anybody. You can put it right in from your phone, pay for it that way, and just walk in and grab your bag and walk out.
I love it. We're going to go to our growth sciences in a second, Lori, but when we come back, I want to talk about some of the foods that you offer at Choices Cafe to give people an idea of how wonderful it can be to eat, a plant-based diet and the variety. And your prices are so reasonable. Usually when we think of, organic public food, especially if someone else is preparing it, it's so expensive. Well, you think it's expensive. It really is. But most your products are not, even on your menu, have the margins for soy-free, nut-free, raw, gluten-free, things like that. So people who are gluten-free or whatever have so many choices here. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, I love it. I love it. When we come back, the manager sponsors, we'll talk a little bit about some of the variety that you have and give people an idea. Because, when you say vegan, people are like, what does that mean? Does that mean that you eat tofu all the time? And, even with my book, The Rocky Future, Lori, I can't even tell you how many people say to me, I haven't read your book because I really don't like tofu.
Perception, right? Because that's all you can eat.
No, that's all good. First of all, it's not raw, my meat is raw. But, tell me about tofu. All right, so when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Lori Vito, and she is one of the owners of Choices Cafe, organic restaurants popping up all over, and I'm totally for us, Buffalo, Western New York, and the greater Toronto area. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the raw treat.
That expensive duo treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your raw truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Some law firms advertise their spine as a good thing. In car accidents and injury lawyers at Waller and O'Connell believe that bigger isn't always better. When you need personal medical attention, you don't look for the largest doctor's office. When you need personal tax advice, you don't look for the largest accounting firm. So, when you need a personal injury attorney, go to the law firm that provides the personal attention you deserve. Don't get lost in the shuffle if you are injured in a car accident. Call Galbert and O'Connell for a free consultation. 633-5050.
Women who have Stephanie need old women to understand Dr. Judith Ortonati and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Free, Dr. Ortonati offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to obvious prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let them know you heard it right here on the Raw Show.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Law. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2840.
And we are back. I'm so excited that you joined us today. And of course, listen, we need to get the cover up. We're free. Everybody wants to know how to eat healthy. Robbie, how do we lose weight? Help me do this, help me do that. Listen, it's very easy. If it comes from a plant, you can eat it. If it was made in a plant, don't eat it. And of course, I hear a word giggling. You agree with me, don't you?
Yes.
We want to stay away from that processed food and eating out of a window or a pantry. So I am talking to Lori Vito. She's one of the owners of Choices Cafe, organic restaurants popping up all over down south. But they're going to be opening up 100 restaurants. So I want to put my name in the hat first here in Western New York and Toronto. To be an advocate for getting them here. So, our listeners right now, obviously, are people who want to take care of their bodies. And, they don't have a lot of ideas. But when you look at your menu, it's really choicescafe.com. I love some of the, menu items that you have here. Lentil burgers. I mean, obviously people are, thinking, oh, God, I gotta just, eat, as I said before, tofu. But give us an idea, and you even have desserts on your healthy desserts, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tell us some of the things. Obviously, you use quinoa, cashew cheese, which I love. also some, you do use soy, but not GMO soy, right?
Not GMO soy, and we kind of altered a lot of our recipes over the past couple of years because people are looking to reduce their soy intake too. So, for example, the lentil burger that we mentioned, that's one of our signature, you know, homemade meats. We make from sprouted lentils, organic beets, garlic, bell peppers, and it is literally a three-day process. So we don't sprout the lentils. We learn to also use a cold press machine to extract the juice out of it so that we can form like a burger patty essentially out of it. And you just add bread and meal into it to give it a little flavor, but then people are saying, gee, it's gluten free, it's raw, but it has a little bit of soy. So now we use coconut meal in place of a lot of the things that we used to use bread and meal because that was the one little holdout that was keeping a lot of things from being soy free. So we have a lot of soy free options, and that lentil meat is a most popular meat, we call it meat, most popular by far because it's very hearty, it's very filling, lots of protein and a lot of flavor, and then also fits with all the people who have those food allergies or intolerances or looking to eat less soy, you know, or gluten and processed things. And over the years, we've really evolved our menu to accommodate things like that, and as we've learned how to create things more homemade, that, you know, everything we can make homemade, we do like them that are gluten-free tortillas. And we make our cheese homemade, you know, when we first opened, we say cheese, you know, we decided it to be plant-based, but then we evolved to making our own cheese from soaked organic cashews, and we can control all the ingredients, and, you know, garlic, lemon, and, you know, looks and tastes actually like a mozzarella cheese, but it's a really pure whole food, ingredient. And, you know, we get a lot of people coming to our restaurant because they don't realize it's frustrating. But as you were saying before, frankly, you know, the question is sometimes it's scary. You think you walk in somewhere and you hear it's plant-based or it's vegan. And you hear that people who are, as soon as they hear that, they start to walk out the door. But it's a fear, it's a comfort thing. Like, oh, you're taking away the enjoyment of the menu, you're telling me that I have to do all the time. And for us, if we can just open that menu of opportunity and then to allow them to just taste the food, you really need more right there. Just you to taste it. And so long. If you want to try, you know, taste of our herbs and the joint, taste of our surgery, so, and look at, wow, you know, that I can eat that, and that's good for me, and, you know, and that's how, you know, it's called teaching through taste. Well, you see somebody that you're not taking away the experience of food tasting good, but you're giving them food that is more nutritious as well. And as, you know, Robin probably knows, the Institute of Integrated Nutrition, as we talked about starting out. And, you know, so that's what we focus on a lot, is not focusing on what's not in it, but here's what is in it, and here's why it's good for you. And then if you take it, you see it's not a sacrifice in favor of it.
Wow. And I'm telling you, when you said it takes 4 days to process for the lentil, I'm saying that's exactly why we need Joyce's Cafe here. Because I'm telling you, you know, we're running out of time, but I want people to go to your website, joycescafe.com. If you're traveling down south for the holiday, you have to go check them out. It is an amazing, of course, we have just a show of worldwide, so there's people listening from, you know, Miami and Florida right now as well. But Lori, please, you're in next place. We need to be here. Buffalo.
I will get a
restaurant. Yes, we want, I will do 7 hours at your restaurant. I'll do whatever you need, okay? I'm telling you, I love what you're doing. I'm so excited for you. Say the locations again before we go, because we only got about a minute.
We're in Kansas City, Coral Gables, Coconut Grove, we call it Upper East Side, which is North Miami, and then Needle Airport. And West Choices Weston will be open March 23rd.
Awesome. I'm so excited that you joined us. You'll have to come back. Will you come back?
Absolutely, I would be honored to.
Wonderful. Well, listen, you know, God bless you guys. I love what you're doing, and I'm so excited to finally see one of these places one day soon. And you know, we'll keep in touch. But go to SpacesCafe.com. Thank you, Lori, so much for joining us. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. And I'll tell you what, you guys, it's not that hard. It's not that hard to be healthy. It's spring. You can no longer wear 7 layers of black. So listen, get going. I am eating healthy, and we'll see you right back here next week. Take care of that temporary institute, temporary mobile home. And God bless you.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.